at the moment, South Sudan is hosting more than 260,000 refugees, mostly from South Kordofan and Blue Nile. So Sudanese refugees are living mostly in six camps, in Unity and Upper Nile. Unity is hosting at the moment three settlements: Ida settlement close to the border with Sudan, Adjunto camp with some 40,000 refugees, and the new camp Pamir, which will be hosting new arrivals as well as refugees will be relocating from Ida settlement. Then we have another camp in central Equatoria, which is called Gorom. It's south of Juba.
Okay.
And is hosting some 4,000 Ethiopian refugees from Gambella in Ethiopia. And then we have a camp in Lasso, south of Yei, which is hosting some 10,000 refugees from the Sudan, from Central Africa Republic, and from the Democratic Republic of Congo, which is currently almost inaccessible because of insecurity in the region.
Okay.
We have a camp in western Equatoria called Makbantu, which is 45 minutes west of Yambio.
Okay.
And I would say that's it. That's it as far as refugees are concerned. So more than a quarter of a million refugees in South Sudan, a country which is facing enormous, political, economical, and social, challenges itself.
How is their living condition, in all these camps, the living condition of the refugee in terms of security, maybe other challenges related to livelihood?
Okay, so yeah, there are a number of issues, and this issue, differ from location to location. I would say that the refugee camps in Unity and Upper Nile are quite well off. The living condition, are within standards, and sometimes the refugees are better off than the host communities surrounding those camps.
Okay.
When it comes to Central Equatoria, for example, Gorom camp and Lasso camp, at the moment is a bit of a different story because of insecurity. We have been facing challenges after the 8th of July to access Gorom, close to Juba, as well as Lasso. And Lasso, I would say now it's a hot spot. We have been unable to, provide what's needed in the camp because of insecurity. We faced some 3 weeks ago a major security incident when one of our trucks was seized by armed groups, and they took some 15 tons of food, which was meant to feed, hungry refugees. So the situation, as you see, differs from place to place, from location to location, because of, a variety of factors, insecurity being one of them.
Talking specifically about the situation of the refugee in the Equatorial region, have you made any kind of attempt to address this issue with the relevant authority, or how do you, how are you planning to address all these challenges that you have mentioned now?
Sure, we are, in daily contact with the local authorities, with state authority, with the central authorities in Juba, and we liaise also with more traditional leaders on site. As I said, we had major challenges to access Gorom close to Juba, but that's been sorted out through, a negotiation. Now we have access to Gorom, and we can carry out daily mission to the camp. So I would say that operation in Gorom have resumed almost fully. The issue is now in Lasso settlement, close to Yei. Negotiation of course, are ongoing there as well. But because of the diverse number of actors who are involved or who are operating in and around EA, it remains, you know, a huge challenge to deliver protection and services to refugees in Lazio. So that issue has not been solved as we speak, but negotiations from our side are ongoing.